Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com. Time for our weekly conversation with Bills head coach Doug Marone as the Bills get set to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers here in Week 10 in Pittsburgh. And, Coach, you know, the good news is E.J. Manuel coming back into the lineup. I know you guys have been working hard to keep him up to speed with all the goings-on, even though he's not on the field practicing the better part of the last 4 or 5 weeks. How has he done knowing the offense, you know, is changing each and every week in subtle ways?
Well, I think it's changing just playing to the player's strengths and you know, trying to do things better. So that's the one thing. So change is good when we're trying to do things better. You know, he's done a very good job. You know, obviously it was a challenge for him not being out there for 4 weeks. So we worked extremely hard on the mental aspect and the preparation aspect, which, you know, and he did a great job of that. And, you know, he came out there this week and has had a good week of practice. So we're excited about putting him back out there on the field.
I know you've talked about this before. You expect when you have young quarterbacks that opposing defenses are going to challenge them with pressures. We know Pittsburgh's history, but looking at some of their games this year, maybe even the game they played against the Jets, it didn't look like they pressured Geno Smith all that much in that game, a young quarterback. So is it hard to kind of figure, or do you just say, you know what, we got a young guy, they're probably going to pressure him?
Well, it all depends. I think each week every team's different. You know, sometimes, you know, if the Jets were putting a lot of protection emphasis on it, then obviously they would tend to play more coverage. So I think it all depends on what you're doing in the down and distances. So each week, that's the one thing great about this league. You know, it can change, you know, depending on what your opponent's doing. So, you know, I think that, you know, we'll get our fair share. I know it's always a great challenge to go against Coach LeBeau, and especially, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers and how much pride they have in that organization. And, you know, they're coming off a tough loss, you know, one against the New England Patriots where they played well. And, you know, we're going to get the best effort from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Looking at their special teams, I know they have a great ranking in terms of kick coverage. They lead the league right now, but they're giving an awful lot of opportunities to opposing returners. And I know your guys have been waiting for opportunities. They haven't had a whole heck of a lot. Do you think this is a game, based on what you've seen on film, where you at least feel these guys are going to have chances to make plays with the ball in there?
Well, I tell you, we love having the opportunities, and we think that we have two special players, you know, obviously with Marquise Goodwin back there on kickoffs and Leotis McKelvin on punt, that they're two special players that if they do get the ball in their hands, we can make something happen, and I think the whole group knows that. So, you know, when we do have those opportunities, we do get excited about it.
Looking at the Steelers' offense, they've kind of broke from tradition, or at least what many people think of when they think of the Steelers. They're throwing almost twice as much as they're running the football, which seems like a stark contrast to what they've done in the past or what they've been known for. When you're trying to get a handle on what an opponent's identity is, and it's been one way for so long, and then it looks like it's changing, do you almost kind of doubt what you're seeing on film when you see those kinds of changes?
Well, you know, it's like one of the things we always say in coaching, you have to believe what you see on film, and that's what it is, and that's who you are. But, you know, make no mistake about it, I mean, I think Pittsburgh is trying, they'll try to get back to obviously the things that they need to do to win, and we all remember that team. So to say, you know, with your point, I understand your point, but we have to be ready for everything when we play.
Finally, I know earlier this week you mentioned that you were planning some changes in the red zone on offense. I'm not looking for specifics here, but how would you describe the changes you're going to try to implement? Would you describe them as subtle, dramatic, somewhere in between?
Well, I don't know. I think when they work, people will say, "Whoa, they made dramatic changes and they look great."
Right.
And if they don't work, they're going to say, "Boy, they didn't make hardly any changes." So I think a lot of it depends on your execution of things. You know, when we looked at it, when we looked in the red zone, obviously we're not getting the results that we want. So it wasn't a matter of the schematics. It's really basically the execution of things. So what we had to do is just try to put our players in and maybe what we feel in our for our players, a better sense of where they can execute at a higher level. So, you know, probably right now we're looking at subtle changes, but if we do well, people look at them as dramatic changes. But we have to make those changes because we have to do better. If we keep doing things the same way, then they're not going to change.
All right, Coach, as always, thanks for the time. Good luck getting a win on the road this week.
Great. Thank you, Chris.
All right, that's Bills head coach Doug Marone here on BuffaloBills.com.